I'd say that some of that's gonna. I left it earlier.
Well, anyway,
I'm gonna preach on columnists at 9:30.
Oh, you are.
Why
did you call Mrs. Taylor? That I thought was.
Did you see what she said publicly? See it as a new summary. She
I
said,
don't read the new summary
anymore. They asked her. Yeah, it's a great privilege. She's so overwhelmed. She doesn't know what to say. And tremendous pride. She always listens to the president.
You calling me? Sure. Yeah, hello.
Incidentally, the Chinese have invited an American ping-pong team.
Oh,
to visit China by itself, it doesn't mean a damn thing. On the other hand,
a lot.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, getting back to this thing, I don't know where they're going to hold him in their ranks. Is he in today?
Oh, yeah, he's in, and he would come. He mustn't have understood it. I think if you call him, he'll, of course, be there.
Well, I was going to say to you that I'm perfectly relaxed or anything about it. But I really had it with all the staff and the cabinet. I got it. They took a view of Haldeman and Ehrlichman. I said to a great extent, if he were in Haldeman's spot, he'd be exactly the same. He knew more.
Yeah.
But he's there under enormous pressure.
Yeah. And he has his family.
This is just family, but the other people in this staff. Ehrlichman, as his name from Haldeman, will sit, be nice to these sons of bitches and listen to them.
And I must say, for example, Finch this morning, yesterday, I didn't tell you that, Taft Driver came in to see me, and he said he had just seen Finch. He said, how can you be so calm when Finch is shaking all over? He said Finch was literally shaking, his hands were trembling. And, but this morning, Finch is very happy. He thinks it was a great speech. And,
you know, it's a fun thing. It was 19 minutes and 30 seconds, which is the right length, but beyond that, that little conclusion that we stuck on there, that's what made it great, Mr. Average Joe.
Absolutely.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
They couldn't help but be moved.
Well, and it was, and it completely, I don't know what the television people had intended to do, or whether they had always...
What to do with it, that you told me that last night.
But they couldn't very well go up there and then start lip-picking you and...
I knew it was sincere. Don't you think that's what got
him? I must tell you, Haig had tears in his eyes. I had tears in my eyes, even though I'd heard it before. But your whole bearing, I talked to...
your friends in New York.
To a friend in New York, who actually happens to be on the right.
On the right?
Yeah, she usually thinks you're not tough enough.
Yeah.
And...
good, I'm glad we got it.
And she said, God, she was so proud of you, and she said your whole bearing was in command. It was the best she'd ever seen you. She's the chief researcher and foreign policy researcher for Rockefeller now, and she does things a little bit. But,
well, we gave it over to you, God.
It was.
That sort of thing takes a whole lot of a person.
Oh, God, it doesn't let...
You know, just the creating thing. I didn't create too much of this, but...
I created the architecture.
I didn't touch my writing, but I, you know, because most of it,
you put it, first of all, you put even the parts you didn't write, you put into your idiom. But
I have to get it in my way, I say.
But also the architecture, Mr. President, the balance of the speech. I thought it was a really great speech, and so many people. I spoke this morning to a young professor from Harvard who was one of my few remaining friends there.
You live more.
And, oh, I don't care about that. I have no intention of going back.
Listen,
to Harvard.
My attitude is this: the people that weren't for it before, those I
Mr. President, I will.
Did you feel away from it?
I will under no circumstances go back to Harvard.
No.
I don't want to.
I don't. What I meant is, no, I'm.
But I mean,
the broader thing, cabinet, staff, people, and the rest, those that were ready to jump out of their boots, they hold them. No.
But this man, who also says, of course, the war must be ended, but he said he was tremendously moved. It was a very courageous speech.
Well, there. I mean, they know right, as you said. Any person. No, the real deep down is right. He knows goddamn well I'm right. I mean, hell, I'm sticking my neck out of my own, but I told those boys I'd lay that political argument in front of us. I just want to make clear if you have one commander in chief. I'm willing to be the commander. And I'll be able to take all the responsibility.
year we should announce the end of draftees being sent to Vietnam. I do believe that Buckley is right on that.
I do too.
And I think we
remember we had that before.
Yeah, and I will not accept anymore that it can't be done by the army.
No, it's through the army. They've done it for us.
And if you can do that before the term starts,
you know this goddamn buy trying to get in on this business of cowling that I'm interfering with. You know, the son of a bitch, if it had been the other way around, they would have jumped on it. I'll tell you what it is, though. I've now figured the cowling thing. I know what it is. The doves are really, really, you're right, deeply worried about cowling. They're worried because they realize that what it is an animal instinct in this big factor coming up, and most of the people don't give a shit whether he killed them or not.
That's right.
That's the point.
That is
right. That's what worries the buyers.
And that deep down.
My idea going, if I didn't go a bit further, I don't impugn military justice at all. I upvoted, I said, but as president, when the case comes to me, I will review it. And goddamn, I should review it.
And another fellow who called me last night is a man from Georgia who called last week a Republican. He's on the Republican Committee for Georgia.
Yeah. He called you?
He called me.
How did you get your number?
And he called me last week. Well, he just called the White House. And he called, he was raising Holy Cain last week about Cali, and he said he just wants to know me to know him because he was right. He said how moved and proud he was of the president, and he said, of course, your basic problem is, and I think he's right, he said the basic problem is the American people want to win this war. It drives them crazy to be in a war that they can't win. But they said, we recognize the president at least wants to win. Maybe these bastards won't let him win. Now, this is the right-wing point of view. And it's not
well, we aren't going to win.
But
you realize if we get out of the way we want, we win.
If
the communists don't win, we win. That's what
that's
we can. We'll say it at the right time. We can't say it now or the goddamn doesn't go up the wall.
That is right. What?
That's what victory is in Vietnam, Henry. It was never to conquer North Vietnam. It was simply to save South Vietnam.
That is right.
Right?
Right.
Matter of
But I think we have
this speech may shake the negotiators a little.
Well, it also
incidentally, did you in your briefing, you said the questions were pretty mean yesterday.
Well, but if you never can tell, the questions by the TV commentators were the meanest I've ever had.
Yeah.
And
what were they about Laos?
And the TV commentary was the best we've ever had, and they gave back everything we gave them last night. No, they were mostly because of these damned cabinet people having said there'd be no combat after May 1st. So they asked me to
report that.
Well, Laird and Roger sort of implied it last year.
We're practically there.
Well,
what in the name of God do they think you can do with 100, with 200?
I think the danger is, Mr. President, we make these flat promises.
I don't mean to promise anything, because every time anybody gets killed, they'll say you're wrong, you lied.
Well, what I told them is I said, look, gentlemen, we are not going to play that game. No one at the White House has ever said it.
That's right.
The number of combat troops is constantly diminishing. Their mission is constantly being restricted to defensive missions. And I think you can see for yourself how much combat there is, but I'm not going to give you any data. They gave that back pretty well.
Did you, you throw that, you try to then discount the EDH?
Yeah. The thing that was a knockout with them and the press are these air sortie figures.
Yeah. They didn't believe it.
Well, they were stunned.
Did they put it down?
Yeah. I mean, now they're reporting it on the inside page of the Washington Post, so they're not...
But they put it down.
They did put it down.
Right, part of the record now.
And...
Get that around. Write a piece on it. Write briefly what that is, what you said to Albert and those. Send it to all members of Congress. Well, I mean...
I'm getting it done up right now.
But send it so that they will know individually. You may have... It's just, in other words, there are questions. The president's speech and everything, there are questions that have been raised outside that speech, one with regard to air sorties, one with regard to what was the other one?
Killing of civilians.
Killing of civilians.
Substituting agents for America.
Yeah, that's right. And I think think you could just go down the line. Let me answer. I just want to answer these in 10 seconds around when I got these. I don't give those bastards an inch. I'm telling you, I couldn't.
Now, the press, the writing press, I had a break in the sense that that fellow McGavin from the Chicago Sun-Times got up and started yelling at me. Said, it isn't enough. This speech just isn't enough. And I said,
What's his name?
Yeah, in front of 200 others.
I would almost walk and declare guilt. Is this a briefing, or do you want to make a speech?
Well, I said, I didn't know who he was. I said, sir, I'm not here to debate with you. I'm here to explain what the president is saying. But Ziegler tells me the rest of the press was mortified because this was the best demonstration of their bias.
Yeah. Was that name the man?
Yeah, he's, I probably got the name wrong, but he's an old fellow, dried out face. He's been around for 20 years, but he's well known.
God, he said, isn't enough, he said something.
Well, he could ask me a question about the light at the end of the tunnel, and I said, now, gentlemen, I said,
I didn't say the light.
Or you can see the end of the road, and I said, now, gentlemen, we started the withdrawal program July 1st, 1969. Had the president then gone on television and said that two years later, 365,000 troops would be out, 2 years and 3 months later, air sorties would be reduced by 50%, and the military situation would in fact have improved, you would all have accused him of the most outrageous credibility gap that you've ever seen. He's done all these things. You believe that a man who did this in 2 years and 3 months is not going to continue on this course, and therefore you cannot see the end of the road. I will let this speak for itself. I know he's going to have to go down.
Oh, I wish you all the best.
So,
sorry, I was trying to get hold of it, and I pushed the wrong button. Thank you, Steve. Thank you for it.
So, the press was, the writing press was actually quite favorable. And the interesting thing is, to take Marvin Kell, for example.
Marvin Kell.
Well,
my old friend.
Still,
he's smart.
His commentary yesterday was quite favorable. He said, the White House still believes in negotiations. They're doing everything they're doing in order to end the war even more quickly. I was amazed. The guy, Marvin Kalb, gave us a very good summary yesterday. Kalb and Rather. Who's
Rather?
Yeah, Kalb was good too. The only guy who was blind-singing it a little bit was the Pentagon correspondent, who had a vested interest in his stuff he'd been previously. Chandler was sympathetic. So actually, I think these TV, separate TV meetings pay off.
Let's briefly go into here. Donald? I just wanted to know, just so for the record, Bob, that except for you and Henry and some isolated incidents, John, and I had it with the staff and Kevin. And, of course, a comic. Because, boy, when people are not going to be gutsy, you just can't. They just got to stand up. You know, they got to stand up and they've got to, I mean, they can't go running around here like a bunch of animals that are asses being white. I mean, we've got to have some more strength around here. Listen, we've been through battles. We've been through three now. Hell, we'll get another one. Get you. What the hell do you think these guys are doing the campaign? Hell, they all leave the train. Huh?
No, I don't think they would. I honestly don't think that's a fair
thing. I don't think
they would. Well, Bob, you've got to defend them and understand. They'll never know how I feel.
I don't got to
defend them. Yes, you do. They'll never know how I feel. I'm not referring to fellows like Alex and Steeple and so forth. I'm referring to them. But I know how they're. God damn it. They're people. They're so... They're here in Washington, establishment brains Washington. They read the Washington Post, the Weekly News magazine, they're getting the television. The Congress beats their goddamn brains out, and they get sort of discouraged and so forth. They don't realize
they don't do it as much or in the way that, that you like the hall of some do.
Colson, but he's not in the top group.
If time is to be purchased, if this speech doesn't do it, it can't be done.
Well, anyway,
I think it's the greatest.
I just want to say that you two were a tower of strength, and I will not forget it. And I will not forget that others were not there when I needed them. It's like a, it's the way that the cookie crumbles. So I had to go see your boy.
See the comment.
I'm going to give him help that shot of these figures. That's the one that get the chart of the casualties and use that. They're going to. That's a goddamn good idea.
Oh, they have a casualty chart too.
Yeah. If the president couldn't use that on TV, but we can sure use it in the, use it right here, backup material.
Yeah.
To see it.
But you've got that then too.
No, but I get it.
Okay.
But I mean, the ASO is something. Oh, yeah, that's good. And get that around.
We were talking about that this morning. There's a lot of good talking points that have not been really surfaced that we kind of.
I told him to write a memorandum, and then we'll have to put it in some shape and get it roaring around the camp. And everything, all the spokes. I mean, we all. That's what we got about this morning.
Good. Yeah. Not only to the spokesman, but also to all congressmen and to.
That's what I meant.
Congressmen, plus administration spokesmen, plus congressmen, senators, vice editors, because this is a thing again that. Is useful, and we can give it to editors in a reproduction form so they can use the charts. And there's see, we can follow it up on this because there was so much interest in the chart on TV last night that we can say we've had an inordinate number.
If I had made the chart over, I would have had the line twice as broad.
The chart was not well done.
Right. I gave the little boy hell for it last night, and I went in and I saw him. I said, look. I said, that line's not broad enough. I told you to check this chart. I said, the next time you make one double the size of the line, a lot of people couldn't see.
There was the CDS.
What in the hell was the matter?
It was,
I mean, they kept all these expensive people. Couldn't one man make, remember I told you, I want a good chart.
Yeah.
What happened?
We didn't get as good a one as we could have. It was a good chart. And the line should have been wider, but the line was easily seeable. The thing that wasn't easily seeable was the lettering, so you couldn't tell what you had to really study to get the turning points.
Shouldn't have been checked though in advance.
Yeah, it was.
You taken a picture.
It was, and it just wasn't up to par.
Okay. I didn't think it'd be any good. I mean, I knew that they wouldn't check it out or naturally. They just,
oh, this,
but next time you got to get a better person.
It was good in the sense that it came to
Mark doesn't really have the best understanding. Is that the problem?
I don't know. I'm going to find out.
You better find out. He just may not have it.
It wasn't
top
off.
It was his job.
Where was Carruthers?
Maybe he should have come in.
Carruthers should have been here, which is the other thing. I'll find out why he wasn't.
Yeah.
He was taping yesterday, but he's supposed to work his schedule so he could be here for these things.
It was a very important thing.
But
what I meant, Bob, is that I'm not, understand, I don't knock a guy on the staff when I figured out, but I told good. 2 days before I happened to walk out of there, and I said, now look, that chart is terribly important. I want it good. I don't know anything about charts, but I want you to take a picture of it and be damn sure that it's good. I walked in there. The minute I saw it, the whole TV crew heard me say it. I said, that's not a good chart. And I can tell I'm not very smart about this. But why didn't one of our people look at it? Chapin or somebody? Jesus Christ. Well, forget it.
Chapin, get into it.
No, I mean, your presentation on television. No, I didn't mean that, but somebody, if he's either that or good, should have been up to it, and if he isn't up to it, he should be out.
Right.
Huh?
That's right.
If he isn't up to it, he should out. That's all. Look at the use of the chart, except they didn't understand it now. That's the problem.
They understood it, they just didn't feel it was as clear as it could have been. And not very many raised that, Connelly did, because, you know, on the basis of the use of the chart, the idea of using charts very effective, he felt, you know, it would have been better to use to point to it. And he also said it was not clear. Could have been clear, which it could have been.
Better to point to it, except that I would then have to move from the chair where Lavalier might remember when we had that problem on the other one. It wasn't very, it was awfully clumsy. I don't think it made that much difference from the point of view.
No.
But the chart thing is
such date at that date, and then the number came on, he had exceeded that by 2,000 or something like that. 2 days earlier, he had announced over the next 3 months a withdrawal of so many troops by the terminal date, and then the numbers kept coming on above it.
You know,
what you had promised,
why didn't
what you had delivered
on the chart?
Very, very effective.
We could have had that.
Numbers popped on, and well, it's tough production. See, we don't control the production.
Right.
Then they finished that part, and then he said, so, summing it up, when the president came into office in January 1960, there were 540,000, and they had a big soldier, that figure, outline figure of the soldier that filled the whole screen, the height of the screen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now they said, today, they're 284,000, they have a smaller soldier,
and
the proportion. At the end of November, there will be 181, a little teeny soldier, and the picture there,
they left all three on.
It was very good.
Maybe that's what we should have used.
Probably.
Instead of a chart.
Yeah.
Rather than the line
was the picture.
Rogers used that kind of a thing, but I don't know anything about charts. But what the hell was good doing? I mean, he's probably embarrassing. I told somebody to go, maybe not you or Alex or someone, I said, get Rogers' charts. Because he used the charts with the men on
them. Those would have been more effective than the bar. Because the bar is kind of looks like an economic indicator. Where the picture of a soldier is just being really, you know, with a lot, we have fewer, and I have very few. Bingo. There's your story.
Do this to Tony. You did it now, Tony. I have what you try to get it into my head. All that I'll mention is again, I'll go through some general things about the committee. Do you want to discuss it?
But I'd like for him to be sure to hit all of those points, and say the president and I discussed it. And it's the remarks, and him to say these are the points that we agree on.
Yes, sir.
And for him to be prepared rather than me, so you can put it right now.
I think I've seen it. Sure, Chris. Okay, that's what I see applying to this tonight, sir. The same would apply with this. He didn't want to see me. That's just a silly choice. But what I was going to say about is that I can't tell you how strong I feel about it. That question is done. There's nothing you can do about it.
Well,
disappointing, really, Jed. I mean, you can understand that they
come back and
they don't come up and get the bat on the first bite, or maybe the second, but on the third, and the field top, or something like that. They start to reflect the country. The country's all down.
That's a hell of a
found this light in the Marine Corps.
And he believed it.
And she said he believed it.